Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wagner. A very quick thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with Remax Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at QuoteAhead.com. Today, we're joined by Maggie Hartman, who is a Lehigh Valley organizer for Ceasefire PA. Earlier this month, Ceasefire PA brought elected officials, survivors, community organizations, violence prevention advocates, and faith leaders together for an Allentown Gun Violence Prevention Forum following several recent shootings and the loss of multiple young lives in our area. Today, we're talking about what Ceasefire PA does, what came from that forum, what gun violence prevention looks like, and what people can do to get involved. And Maggie, number one, thank you so much for taking some time out to join us today. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
I want to commend you for all the great work that you are doing in the area. And for those who are unfamiliar, can you kind of tell us what Ceasefire PA is? Give us the organization's mission statement, all that good stuff.
Sure. So it's really simple. Ceasefire PA, we are a statewide movement, and we are looking to end gun violence in the Commonwealth. Gun violence, including school shootings, domestic situations, and firearm suicides, which actually make up the largest portion of firearm deaths right now.
And we talked briefly about the July 16th event when you held an Allentown Gun Violence Prevention Forum. And I guess that's really kind of a great example of what you do, right? So can you talk a little bit about that forum and what caused you to bring it together? What happened there? If you can go ahead.
Yeah. So at the beginning of June, Ceasefire PA hosted our annual advocacy day for end gun violence in Harrisburg. So we brought together folks from the Lehigh Valley area, organized them based on where they live, who their elected official is. And we started to have conversations about what was going on in the Lehigh Valley and in Allentown in particular. Right before our advocacy day, a youth was killed by a firearm. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after our advocacy day, another child was killed with a firearm by another child. So some of the folks who were a part of the conversation on advocacy day, elected officials included, decided to come together and organize this event in Allentown.
And then for those who were unable to attend the event, and we can send a link, I know there's some coverage on it. Can you kind of discuss what went on there? Like who spoke, what was discussed?
Yeah, so we did have a small panel that was made up of our executive director, Adam Garber. We had a few elected officials on there, but really it was the audience that really made the event super great. We had representatives from the Pennsylvania Senate, from the House of Representatives, but we also had a city council member. We had the mayor of Allentown. We had the chief of police. And the overarching message really was that we all have to work together if we're going to end gun violence in our communities. And I want to give a shout out to Mayor Matt Twerk because he gave some really good data points about the decrease in violence that we're seeing, which we really credit mm-hmm. to the money that has been invested in Pennsylvania for violence intervention. So although the gun violence is decreasing, the folks in Allentown are upset, particularly about the youth violence that they're seeing, and they're concerned because they don't see young people in a lot of the spaces where they're talking about solutions for gun violence.
You said spaces where you didn't see youth. Can you talk about some of that? Is it parks? Is it other third spaces?
No, actually, there are groups that are working on trying to find solutions to gun violence. There are a lot of nonprofits who have received state funding for programs. But a lot of those efforts are siloed. And so actually Allentown, I think about a year ago, their city council allocated funds because the community asked for it. And they hired a violence prevention coordinator. His name is Braley Varis. And he actually works out of the city health department. But he has formed a coalition and he's been gathering that coalition monthly. I was able to go to his meeting last month, but he's trying to create a youth commission so that they can collect feedback from young people. And even at Ceasefire PA, right now we're thinking about back to school. So we are also really interested in what's going on with young people. We actually have a survey right now for parents and caregivers about firearms in their homes and about the attitude with back to school safety.
What do you feel like some of those gaps are, quote unquote? Is it really communicating with young people? Is it finding them where they're at? Is it having them, getting them to listen and partake? What is it?
Well, we're hearing that a lot of young people, the attitude is that they feel like they need to arm themselves to feel safe. And I hear that with people my age, like in their 30s, their 40s. And I think that that's really alarming because all of the data out there says that if you own a firearm, you have one in your home, you're much more likely to be a victim of gun violence. So that scares me in particular. But I think a lot of what they're looking at is what programs do they have in Allentown? Where are the gaps? And we're hearing there's nowhere for kids to go after school. They have programs that end at a certain hour, but that there are crises that happen after normal working hours. And where are the youth going and where can they go? So I think it's an issue of wanting to meet them where they're at, but not necessarily knowing where they're at because cultures and attitudes are constantly changing. It's hard for us to keep up with what are the young people are thinking and how we can meet them where they are.
Yeah, it is it's a difficult topic because you talk about that whole feeling safe to arm yourself. And even, you know, someone like myself, or you see comments on Facebook where people are like, oh, if they came into my neighborhood, I'm packing, that sort of stuff from people who are just in a regular neighborhood, right? But then they complain about the kids being not outside on their phones, but where do they go, right? So is it more like, hey, we need to work together on our stuff? Because, we're confusing them, or we're not giving them places to go, or we're dismissing their feelings. And it really is, it starts with us, right?
And honestly, I'm not surprised that young people are feeling frustrated and scared because we have really put the responsibility on them. Like, they're the ones who have to walk through metal detectors on their first day of school. They're the ones who have to have their belongings searched. They're the ones who have to participate in active drills. And even at Ceasefire, our back to school movement is saying school safety actually starts with securing your firearm at home. But once again, this puts the responsibility on parents and students. So it makes sense to me that young people are feeling impacted by the culture that they're growing up in. Well, if you care about this topic in particular, we try to make it really easy for volunteers to engage and get involved. You don't have to be an expert on gun law reform or state policy. That's what we do. We try to break it down and make it easy. You can visit our website, ceasefirepa.org, and sign up, subscribe to our information. We send out alerts where we ask folks to contact their legislators if there's a bill on the floor. And actually, there is a bill right now that we are talking about a lot, especially with back to school. It's secure firearm storage. We don't have a law in Pennsylvania that requires people to lock their firearms up at all. And this law actually would only require firearm owners to secure their firearms when they know there's going to be a child or an unauthorized user, maybe someone with a criminal record in the premise who could access it. So that bill actually made it through the House Judiciary Committee earlier this year. And hopefully there will be a floor vote in the fall. And that's when we tend to reach out to our volunteers in areas where their legislators might need a little push in the right direction. And they can contact their legislators. They can call them. They can email them. We typically provide guidance, sometimes a script. We just really try to make it super easy. You can also sign our petition for secure firearm storage in Pennsylvania. But folks who really deeply care about this issue and know that they have a community around them that also cares, we're also looking to host house parties to fundraise, but also to just get the message out that this work is being done. There's a lot of money in Harrisburg that was just allocated to this work. $62.5 million was invested in violence intervention. It's the same as last year, but that funding makes a huge difference in our communities. So,
And again, I think it's great. The stats, the data that you and I had read the articles about Allentown's, crime rate going down, the murder rate was very much down this year. And that is amazing. However, you're right. There are still these problems that are going to go on unless we address them in a meaningful way. What do you think needs to happen next in Allentown?
Well, I think continuing to be consistent is key, but I also think Allentown is already stepping in the right direction, especially hiring Braley as their violence prevention coordinator. He's doing some really innovative and data-informed work. He's got a lot of people on the coalition who have various professions. Like, there's folks from the DA's office. There's people from the 911 988 call center. And actually, they're using the data from the 911 center to target specific areas of the city where they're seeing certain types of calls into the 911 center. So they have a plan in the next few months to do pop-ups around the city. And this is part of trying to meet folks where they're at. And I think the goal is to create trusted messengers in those small communities so that they can understand what the issue is and that they can address it. But a lot of it is bringing the community in as your partner. So the people who live there, but also when the map goes up and they say, here's this specific corner in Allentown where there are a lot of 911 calls. Well, somebody who was at the coalition pointed out, well, there's a hotel there with a bar and it causes a lot of riffraff. So they need to go to the bar and make that owner one of their partners in this work, because I guarantee you, a business owner, most people want to end violence.
I would think everybody does, even if the people commenting negatively, and I think they do that out of like a frustration or, oh, it's never going to change and it's legal and it's not the, you know, it's not the gun, it's the person. You know, I think it's all out of a place of frustration. I hope, I believe that people don't want to see violence. So I think it's really, the more we can talk about it, the more you're doing your work, that's where we can build down barriers. And yeah, you can still have your gun rights, but we have to understand that having gun rights, just, it still affects other people. And why can't we have a more broad conversation about that? What's wrong about that?
And I think you're absolutely right that the opposition is frustrated. I think they're also scared, but I think that the fear and frustration is coming from a place of misinformation. So you're absolutely right that we do need to continue to talk about it, because there's nobody out there that I'm aware of. There is no movement where the goal is to take everybody's firearms. We're just asking right now that they be stored securely to help save lives. And it's really,
I think if you were to say to somebody, hey, did you know that there's no law where you have to store a handgun in your house safely? Did you know that? Again, I can't speak for everyone, but I'm assuming that there are some gun advocates who would come back to you and go, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. There should be a law. Why can't we do that, right?
And there absolutely are Second Amendment folks who support the work that we do. Absolutely.
I'm friends with many, 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 many of them. And yeah, it's like, guys, we can talk. And I think this it's important that what you're doing. So is there anything coming up next? Obviously, we want people to go to your website, to follow you on social media, but is there anything going on in the next few weeks or months for your organization?
Yeah, so we have a monthly membership meeting coming up in August. We just had our July one. So that's also on our website, ceasefirepa.org. We also, and this is paramount, we have a parent and caregiver survey. We want to get as many responses to that as possible, because the information we collect there informs the advocacy work that we do. And I can send you the link for that.
Yeah, if you're listening or watching this, then that link is in the notes of this episode.
Perfect. And then also for people who feel really passionate about the issue, we are looking for folks in the Lehigh Valley to host house parties. We're trying to get the information out there that we're in the Lehigh Valley, we're organizing, we're active, and you can get involved. And anyone with questions, my personal contact info is maggie@ceasefirepa.org. Please feel free to email me.
Hello, Maggie. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You're doing the hard work. Like, this is just like the difficult stuff, which is really bringing people together to explain difficult issues. You know, it's tough to do that, and especially when they're life-threatening, you know. So I appreciate you. Thank you for all that you're doing. We hope that people can take that survey, or at the minimum, check out their website, follow them on social, you know, give them some love, and let's continue to have these conversations. Maggie, thank you. And thank you. Hope to meet you in person soon, and we'll have another conversation too.
Yeah, thanks.